Hello, it's the 21st of May, 2019. I get the King of Swords and the Six of Wands and Judgment. I'd like to thank whoever you have on that list for when you get your Oscar or promotion or whatever you're about to be publicly recognized, acclaimed, and congratulated for. Pure success here for the world to see, and I owe it all to the mighty King of Swords, or Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, Taurus. Stands royal and regal in the past position, sword held upright, eyes ahead, expression unreadable. The King of Swords is the most powerful of the kings. He or she is, or was, a mature, experienced, respected person of authority in your life, a father, mentor, or some other person of influence that can seem rather detached and even cold. But he or she was probably not a man or woman of many words. You learned a lot from this person, even everything you know. Not necessarily in the area of how you do whatever it is you do, but more about integrity and staying true to yourself. This is someone you feel lucky to have known, and his instruction, advice, and probably patronage are why you are a success today. He's a tough lover, but he wouldn't have bothered with you at all if he didn't feel you were worth it. Having studied flamenco in Spain, su memoria es caca, your memory is shit, I was told many times in front of everyone, with teachers that I'm sure would have slapped up my ass if they could have gotten away with it, I learned more in a week than I had studying in the U.S. in 20 years. In the present position is the victorious Six of Wands, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, Venus, Sun, Mars, and you are golden. You are admired, celebrated, and enjoying your 15 minutes of well-deserved fame. Your achievements are acknowledged and appreciated far and wide. The hero or heroine is on horseback, holding his or her trophy in the form of a laurel wreath high on a pole for all to admire. He or she leads his or her team behind them through the streets and past the cheering, adoring crowd. In the future position is the card of reckoning and resurrection, judgment. Master number 22 of the major arcana, Scorpio, Pluto, Cancer, Pisces. It's such a cool card in any deck, but today I'll see how Dali does it. The angel blowing the golden horn in order to raise the dead is there, and a blissed out Christ-like face rises from a golden tomb in a cloud of blue butterflies. Dali has an interesting way of illustrating what I interpret to be public opinion or chatter, in that there will be large, anonymous, transparent faces drawn in quick lines observing certain scenes, aka our lives, always curiously and or disapprovingly. He tosses off these quick lines as easily as he tossed off judgment of his own work as a young student standing before a stuffy board of judges with one of his sculptures and having been criticized, the foppish pre-mustachioed, easily the word of the day, young artist dramatically smashed it to the ground. I get a serious vindication vibe out of this one, but without a trace of smugness, cynicism, or excessive ego, except Dali's. I noticed today on the Morgan Greer card, the golden horn held high also looks like a trophy held over the dad's, presuming there is a man, woman, and child rising from the same grave in the picture, head. Dad's head. The image radiant and joyful. There could be accepting an offer for someone else, possibly someone who has passed. I get a lifetime achievement vibe, a very karmic scene. Win graciously.